On the phone with us today, comedian Ryan Niemiller joining us. He'll be at Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club this Saturday night. Ryan, looking forward to the show. My wife and I got our tickets. We got our dinner reservations, and we're ready for a big night of laughs. Thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
Absolutely, Dwayne. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Ryan Niemiller, how long have you been on the comedy scene?
So I have been doing stand-up for almost 13 years at this point. So it's easily the longest relationship I've ever had. it's the only thing that's wanted to keep me around that long. So I'll take it.
Now, I got this feeling that all of a sudden recently, in the last week or so, things have kind of picked up a little bit for Ryan Niemiller's comedy show.
Yeah, I was on a really small regional television show called America's Got Talent last Tuesday. It has been insane in the best way possible. It's kind of crazy going from no one knows your name on Monday to being in high demand on Tuesday. So I'm definitely enjoying the ride, and hopefully I can ride that wave as long as possible.
Well, nobody deserves a break more than you, sir. I know you've certainly put in the time and paid the dues, and it was great to see you on national television Tuesday night. We were glued to the screens, rooting for you all the way, and not one, not two, but four yeses from the judges in week number one. That was pretty impressive, Ryan. That's not easy to do, especially when Simon Cowell's one of those judges.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, Simon has a reputation for not liking the stand-up comedians, so for me to be able to get him was a big deal. And then obviously, of course, you know, Howie Mandel is a legend. You know, he's been doing this longer than most of us have been alive. He's one of the all-time greats. And for him to go, hey, Ryan, you're pretty funny, is pretty high praise.
Well, I tell you, again, here's what I like about your show, Ryan. You don't have to drop the F-bomb every other word. You know, your comedy is clean, and it's a family show. People can really appreciate that because you just bring good down-home humor to the stage, and that's what I love about a good comedian.
Well, I try my best. I don't want to give the false impression. I sometimes will talk about some things if it's important to me. It's not always squeaky, squeaky clean. But I do my best not to be gratuitous, for sure. Yeah, there's a fine line between kind of, you know, being an adult and being gross. And I try to make sure I lead more towards, if I'm going to do that, let's be the adult, not the gross guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, my point exactly there, you know. There's a lot of comedians out there and waiting for their big break. What made you decide to go out for America's Got Talent?
I just figured it was the biggest stage in the world for me, and also America's Got Talent is known for taking a chance on people like me. You know, it's really hard to break through when you have a disability like I do, so I'll be forever grateful for them for, you know, taking a look at me, letting me audition and be like, you know what, I think he can do this, and giving me that platform to shine.
We should mention, you are a Hoosier. You're representing Indiana and the Hoosier State, and we got to back you all the way, everybody listening today, all the way to the top, sir.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. I've gotten almost as much praise for, you know, overcoming the disability is one thing, but also in, like, you know, entertainment, it's hard to overcome not being in Los Angeles or not being in New York for a lot of people, you know, like, you know, it's not just a story that I make up, like, oh, he's from Indiana, but he lives in L.A. now. No, I live in Indianapolis. I travel out of Indianapolis. I'm on the road out of Indianapolis. So I am legit.
Absolutely. You're definitely representing the Hoosier State. But now, probably, and I know you've done tours all across the Midwest, and you've been at Aces one other time. We're so glad to have you back. I know you work with Daniel and the team there at Aces, and what a great venue for a comedy show, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Daniel and the staff could not be more accommodating. They treat me like a superstar. The town came out. There was a crazy blizzard the night that I did the last
That's
show.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
And it was still packed. People were like, you know what? It's just a little ice. No big deal. We're still going to come out.
The show will go on. And
not that I need to give them the plug for it, but my show on the side, the food at Aces is so tremendous. Like, I would probably work for the meal. You know, making some money is nice, but the food is so good.
I agree.
That's an extra bonus.
I agree. Like I said, we've got our dinner reservation and tickets for the show. We're all set and ready to go for Saturday night. Well, show starts 9 p.m. You're bringing a special guest with you to kind of open things up, too, right?
Yes, I'm bringing my buddy Tony Fonksworthy. He's a very funny comedian out of Indianapolis, a fellow ginger as well. He has perhaps the best mustache in comedy. You're going to enjoy seeing that. Really funny guy. I take him on the road with me all the time. You guys are going to love him, and hopefully you're going to love me. So it's going to be a really fun time all around.
We have no doubt about that. I do a safe joke of the day every morning here on my morning shake-up show. I tell you what, it's getting harder and harder to find a good, clean joke.
Yeah, it can be a little tricky. It's hard to write a good, clean joke. I'll tell you that much. That's why sometimes I do have to go a little adult. But yeah, it is tricky to find those really strong, good, clean jokes anymore.
Well, you got an act for it, sir. And like I said, nothing but the best to you. We're looking forward to seeing you in person this Saturday night at Aces. A few, and I stress a few, limited number of tickets left. If you don't have yours yet, you better get there. Aces has them on sale now at the Washington Country Club. It's a night of big laughs. Tony Fonksworthy, Ryan Niemiller will be your featured entertainers. These guys are great. They're going to make you laugh your socks off, so be sure to get there. Have a great time at Aces this Saturday night. And, Ryan, we can't go any further on how the show goes except to just say good luck to you, and hopefully we will see you down the line on many more episodes. We're certainly rooting for that.
That is certainly the plan. I'm in it to win it, so we're gonna see what happens.
All right, Ryan Niemiller, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us. We sure appreciate the visit, and again, look forward to seeing you Saturday night at Aces.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dwayne. I really appreciate it.